This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stefan with my friends Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, and Greg Stebbin, who also happens to, even though it's not as important as his being here, he's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine and is on top of all kinds of things. So McFadden's happy to tell me that I don't know anything about anything when it comes to this sort of thing, and that if I was smart, I'd just sort of relax, have a glass of orange juice. And that's not true. That you,
but you don't know anything about anything.
Oh.
But you would have to admit that probably Greg and Victoria and I should help you lead the course of the direction of the conversation.
Because in this case, I would agree with you 100%.
Because we have always been hot and what's not when it comes to technology. Would you agree?
Well, especially when it comes to the discussion of net neutrality and what it really means. This is a very confusing, to the average layman, even if someone is really smart and gets technology, the whole politicization of this, never mind what it does and what it doesn't do, but the way it's been booted around by the politicians in the government, the FCC, and the liberal point of view, where everything gets politicized. It's a liberal point of view, it's a conservative point. Now, this is something that's about people using this tool now that we've all become dependent on, and how well you can use it, and whether the facility is going to be there and available to everybody in the same way. So, from that, the discussion, because the FCC voted on net neutrality, sort of. it looks like it could
Federal
be
appeals
moving
court,
around some more. Go ahead.
The FCC getting control of the internet happened a while back, and the Federal Appeals Court upheld that decision last week, and it still could go all the way up to the Supreme Court, but as of right now, the FCC looks like it will maintain control of your internets. And so what does that mean? And Greg and I have been batting around in Victoria an article that we saw last week, and it kind of breaks it down a little bit where you kind of see, okay, this part of your internet, this is what it means. That part of your internet, that's what it means. Like opting in or privacy rights or data caps. And one that I thought was really interesting, and I want to go through this with Greg, is third-party set-top boxes. You know your set-top box when you have your cable service, and it's the only one. This is the box you're going to get, and that's all there is.
And you're going to pay a monthly fee for it.
Right.
And the irony of this whole conversation is a lot of people don't even know what we're talking about because they don't have cable. And they've never had cable, and they're never going to have cable.
If you're 21 years old, yeah.
Yeah, well, right. But I mean,
22.
The cord-cutting phenomena, there's lots of people that don't have cable that at some point had a third pocket.
I don't think that's as big as you. Yeah.
It's pretty big.
Yeah. I'm the only person my age who still has a cable box, and the only reason we do is because my boyfriend is a sports producer, and he needs all the sports channels. That's
so
literally the only
reason.
He's
doing it for work. He's doing it.
Yeah,
for,
yeah. That's the only reason.
So how would you get, what's the counter to that, though, to be able to get all of the things? Like, we just signed up for Netflix last night, or at least we tried to, the usual routine of, okay, you sign up and then you push this and do that. So, anyway, we don't have this box plugged in right, so we can't get that. So, even Verizon's got.
But that's kind of what this is leading towards. Greg, lay it out.
So, I mean, there's two parts of this. If you have cable and you want to keep cable, the idea is that going forward, you shouldn't.
Cable would be, let's be specific. Cable is Time Warner, is Comcast, Fios. Is Fios,
well, Fios
the same
is,
thing?
Is internet access. That's your pipe. Cable, right. Cable means getting content from a cable company, which can be Verizon, I guess. Yeah, you're right there.
That's what I have.
Yeah, okay. So, but first of all, a lot of people are opting not to pay for programming from a company like Comcast or Time Warner or Verizon. They're just going directly to Hulu or Netflix and or Amazon Prime and even YouTube. I mean, there's so much content available without paying a cable company that's one way that people are going. And in fact, some of the channels that you know and love from your cable company are now becoming available without having a cable package. Like if you, I think Amazon or I think it's Amazon now offers HBO as an on a la carte option.
But don't you have to have Fios? You have to have something that brings the signal.
You have to have internet service, right?
Internet access versus cable programming.
What the FCC wants to do is they put out a proposal in January to unlock the set-top box and making it so that cable providers have an app-like interface so that you can right there within your cable box go get your Netflix, go get your NBC, go get your the Science Channel, go get your that channel, and just kind of break it out to where it's a la carte and app like. And I think that's a great idea. I hate buying packages.
So here's the counter argument to that, and this is what the cable companies have been saying for years, is if we sell everything a la carte, so you don't buy 300 channels, but you buy the 6 channels you really want, by unbundling them, you will actually pay more for those 6 channels you want than the entire package. Now, that may be true today. What we don't know is when you unbundle them, what does that actually do to prices and demand? It's probably true that if you want to watch something that most people don't want to watch, you are going to pay more for it. But if you want to watch something that's very, very popular, the price will probably drop.
What's important to you now? Let's pause you. Think about this. The net neutrality discussion, who's winning here? You, the consumer, or the government? Both or neither? That's our discussion. Greg Stebbin, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan here on Good Day. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. 2 pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS. Yes.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Ancient wisdom teaches that if you want less of anything, you tax it. If you want more, you subsidize it. Have we forgotten that simple principle? If we look through the lens of liberty, we see a government that rewards unemployment and business failure with welfare and taxes productivity, profit, growth, job creation, and wealth. We pay taxes on our wages, our homes, and our cars. We are taxed on clothes, food, drinks, and gas, and on everything we leave behind after death. We complain of high taxes, but maybe we ought to look more closely at what we tax and what we subsidize. Maybe we should stop subsidizing things that fail and start rewarding things that succeed. Then maybe we would get less failure and more success.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
All right, 16 after the hour. This is Tech Talk time on Good Day with Greg Stemmen from Men's Health Magazine. He is the technology editor. I have great respect for Richie and Victoria and what they know about technology, so they're teaching all of us, and we're in class to learn about the net neutrality issue as it continues to absorb a lot of air, if you will, and I'm trying to figure out how it works and how you benefit from having it or not. After all, isn't the government supposed to, wait a minute, I'm from the famous expression, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Yeah.
Okay. So who's going to be helped by this? Certainly not the average consumer, Greg. Can you see the average consumer winning with this? This reality, this is the way this thing is set up?
I think there's the answer right there. The problem with this kind of bill and this kind of issue is it can look like you're winning, and then later you realize you actually lost something of value. And that's partially because technology itself is such a complicated thing. So, for instance, part of what got passed last week or approved, I'm not sure what the right word is, but it is now law, is an opt-in policy. For years, there's been an opt-out policy. That meant if you didn't want to get spammed or you didn't want them to gather your information, you had to consciously click a button to opt out. This changes it to an opt-in system where they can't collect your data unless you agree or opt in. On one hand, that's a great thing. In fact, in 2002, I wrote one of those For Dummies books, Internet Privacy for Dummies, and we argued for this up and down and inside that book, and that was, 15 years ago. But the downside of opt-in, there's always an upside and a downside. The downside is advertising has gotten so sophisticated that today, if you let them gather your data, you then get ads are much more relevant to you. And when you save money from an ad or it saves you time, you like that ad. If you don't opt in to let advertisers collect your data, you're no longer going to get relevant advertising, and you'll not save the time and not save the money. So
perfect
there is
case in point, Doug, is that I know that you are a privacy nut, much like I am, and you would not opt in. So instead of getting advertisements on your Facebook feed for tractor tires, you would get advertisements for pantyhose and bras and lingerie and stuff like that.
Which
not
I guess
it's a bad
some
thing,
people may also like, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, that's
not. I'm not one of them. I'm not that way anyway.
But you might miss a coupon for the John Deere store or the Farmall store or whatever it is to save $100 on a new starter for your tractor.
And the cost of the starter might go up because now advertising costs for your John Deere dealer just went up, and so the cost of products went up.
Yeah, this is really frustrating because it's hard. Even after listening to you talk about this for 10 minutes, I don't know anymore. I know I understand how it works, but I don't know where I am in all this, and I'm the average person listening.
Well,
welcome
to my world. but that's actually I would rather have you not sure whether it's a good thing or not than to have you thinking without understanding completely, oh, it was a good thing or a bad thing, because it's not a.
Do we need to do something? Is there action required as a result of this?
Well, no. I mean, first of all, it's going to take time to roll this out. It may get challenged and never see the light of day. So there's nothing as a consumer you're going to need to do. And over time, things like the third-party set-top box will go away and you'll get an app on your phone.
Yeah.
It's not going to change your life.
It's great change. It's good.
20 past the hour on Good Day. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Soil quality determines plant health. Plant health determines animal and human health. 80% of the mineral needs of a plant are calcium-based, with the other 20% representing all the other minerals. The body needs minerals to occur in the same order of priority and ratios as plants in order to cause electrochemical reactions to occur optimally. One of the most important foods to give the body the calcium, phosphorus, and magnesium needed for proper body chemistry is whey protein. Now, add to this the new and improved technological enhancements unique to One World Whey, and you have a recipe to turn on the body's chemistry to making energy again. One World Whey's new formula appears to support your body's ability to function in a more youthful manner. People report feeling major improvements in energy and well-being within 20 minutes of taking our new and improved One World Whey. These effects last for 4 or more hours. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
After the hour, this is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, and Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine. We have come. I'm one who believes that relationships are pretty much everything in life. You have money, it's cool, and power is nice, but I don't have a life without the warm relationships I have with the woman in my life and children in my life and my friends like you guys. What is the point? What does the money do for you? But sometimes money and power bring you false friends, but there is so much more to life when you have true friends, when you can communicate your feelings. And we can all do it one way or another. We may not be, you know, it's not touchy-feely. Like Richie doesn't get, he's a guy who uses the hammer and tongue approach when it comes to friendship versus
depends on who it is.
So you guys are having a bromance?
Well, we have our bromance, but it's not the same sort of relationship that I might have with other people. It's every person is different, and to respect and be able to have relationships based on that, I think is important. And a lot of times, the way you're seen by others is I am Richie's told me this for years. My children tell me this. Others that I care about tell me that oftentimes. I just did an email with somebody who's serving on a committee with me, and she lambasted me for running a meeting the other night in a way that was not in the best interest of everybody. And I didn't read that on everybody's face. I thought they were in accordance with what we were talking about. And so I think about trying to figure out how to tell where people are when you think you know them, and sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. So there's this new app called Moody's, which can tell you what mood you are in, or the people who are with you.
I need one of those for my wife.
Really?
Get it, yeah. I just walk in the door and I can look down at the app and go, okay, cool, I know where I'm at.
Really?
I think
that sounds like a sexist point of view from my perspective, but at any rate. So facial expressions, using this app, Greg, you can tell whether somebody's lying to you. I mean, I suppose you can use this. Imagine a political debate where this thing is being displayed to find out whether they're speaking the truth or not.
It's not looking at your face. If my understanding is correct, it's listening to things like intonation as you speak.
Uh-huh.
And so you put this on your iPhone, for instance, and you give it permission to listen to you when you talk into your phone. And then it gives you some sense of what your mood is. I'm not really sold on this idea.
Yeah, me either.
You're not sold on it because you don't want to use it. But I mean, when you think about the fact that Siri, you can hold the phone up to a song, and the song can for 2-3 seconds, and the computer can tell you what the handheld device can tell you what the song is. So why can't it listen to somebody's voice and tell you what sort of mood they're in?
Siri does that, though, at certain times. If you ask Siri a question in a very forceful way, Siri will say, "You sound like you're angry today," or "You sound like you're, you know," well, I forget what the other word is that Siri
uses. I'm angry because you didn't answer my question.
Right. I'm always angry with Siri, so yes.
First of all, the music matching thing that you mentioned, there is an unbelievable number of songs, but it's a finite number.
Yeah.
And there's really, and it's also very, you know, it's emotions are not well defined in the same way that music is. But I question the value of this for a different reason, and that is, I mean, even though I'm a tech guy, I want to live my life as a human being.
Hi, Greg Stebbin from Men's Health Magazine, technology editor. Thanks for being here on Good Day.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-908-1509 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-908-1509. Call 800-908-1509. Again, that's 800-908-1509. 800-908-1509.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that, because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys
destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Yesterday, not sure about tomorrow, but today you've got the Good Day program with my friends Rich McFadden and Victoria Keeman with a focus on technology. This is Tech Talk time. Over the weekend, Father's Day, had a conversation about some of the things that make the internet work, because they're all, we have 24, 25 people under a tent, and half of them are on their smart device, taking pictures. You see some of the pictures that were posted, facebook.com/goodday, some pictures that were taken of some of the events in my family over the weekend. And so as I look around, I'm thinking, wow, this is really something. And then we get into a discussion of the phones. We get into a discussion of technology. And we get into a discussion, my son, who unfortunately has a sordid, Richie, he has a sordid sense of priorities. So he got it into his head, yes, that he wanted to talk about Bitcoin, because I brought up Bitcoin in my usual naive way of not really understanding, and I found out how really naive I was about Bitcoin and what it was started for and why it's used the way it is. It basically has been set up to facilitate drug transactions. And it was used, and I still don't understand how it has any value. I guess, drugs for Bit. Say again, Victoria?
I'm with you. I have no idea how and why Bitcoin has any value at all. I thought it came from video games. I have no idea what it is, really.
Apparently, it came from drug people wanting to keep their profits or whatever there is to be made here below the radar, and they change things. It's on what they call the dark internet, which I'd never heard of before either. So you want to start there, that you can hire hitmen apparently on the dark internet. You can get all kinds of drug stuff on the dark internet. So we're talking about net neutrality and all this stuff like that was the only game in town. This apparently is the game which only if you're involved in it do you know that it exists. Like, can you just go, can I take out my Dell keypad and click on to something in my toolbar that says dark internet and I'm going to get someplace?
No.
No. How do you get to the dark internet then?
People use the internet to create an alternative internet called the dark web.
But how?
And you have to have specific software configured and authorized to be able to access it.
Authorized by whom? It's illegal.
The person who built it. They've hacked in to the internet, and they've created kind of a private internet where all of this dark stuff goes on.
Did you know about this? At what point, you do know about it because you're explaining some of it, at what point did you know there was such a thing as the dark internet?
3-4 years ago, and all kinds of stuff goes on there. I mean, arms trades, ISIS, terrorism, drugs, sex. I mean, just everything that people don't want it on that are professionals, hackers or criminals or deviants, use this so that they can't be tracked on the public internet.
So.
I mean, I've heard it referred to as the deep web, but apparently there is a difference between the deep web and the dark web.
Well, how is this different than Internet 2? You hear a lot of talk about Internet 2. Is it a new Internet?
No, Internet 2 is what we will be using in the future. Like, there's a bridge that we've been driving on for years and years and years, and all of a sudden that bridge is going to be outdated, and people won't be able to use it in the next 10 years. Internet 2 will be the new bridge.
Well, it's the bridge they build next to it, so it runs parallel for a while until the first one crumbles into the water.
Right.
Wow. That's, right? That works as an analogy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it sort of does. Okay. Yeah. All right. So back now to Bitcoin and the dark internet, black internet, whatever it's called, and how I read a piece over the weekend suggesting Bitcoin will become mainstream this year.
No.
And might become the default reserve currency on what?
No. Once people started stealing, what was it, like 4 or 5 years ago, where 60 or 70% of bitcoins got stolen out of the server where they are all kept, that game was over. Done. Ain't happening. Because they used to scare me to death, the fact that we would move to a digital currency and anybody could hack into it and devalue it. I want, as much as our paper money really isn't paper money because it's all held digitally in banks and it's transferred digitally in banks, I still feel safer with that. The fact that you can do a Bitcoin and some hacker on the dark web can all of a sudden devalue it, steal it, do whatever they want. That's just scary.
It's so highly unstable, it would never, ever make it as an actual currency.
It will never, at least in our lifetime, it will never. I consider the money that we use today dollars, digital, because banks don't physically send dollars to each other. They send IOUs, digital IOUs, which are then turned into the Federal Reserve, and everybody just trades these IOUs. There's no cash. You know, one bank, MasterCard and Visa, aren't actually sending dollars to any of the banks or the stores for the stuff you purchase. It's all electronic IOUs. So we basically are on Bitcoin now. It's just controlled by the government.
Well, okay. When you think of it, like when you have a visualization, if you're a little kid and you're like learning about money and banking and things, you know, the anchor of the American currency and of all currencies is, you know, you imagine a vault filled with gold bricks. There is no way to anchor Bitcoin in any substantial way. And that's why it's never going to actually work.
Well, if you want to make that comparison, though, the closest thing it's tied to is oil. The gold standard has been gone since the 70s.
Right, but I mean, oil is still a substantial thing. Like, there's nothing real that bitcoins could ever be tethered to.
Yeah, but
there's nothing tangible.
The dollar isn't even really tied to oil. It's just valued based on oil.
But it started out being anchored by something real.
Yep.
And Bitcoin never did.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
But how then, so this is what's confusing to most people that listen to this, getting a headache. I won't belabor it. We'll spend another 60 seconds on this then.
It's fascinating. It really is.
But it is
scary.
Because
it's scary.
It can be used, it shows you how little value anything really is. It's all
money
in the minds of the beholder. Is it worth it to you to spend X number of dollars to buy a piece of land or X number of whatevers? I could trade cows. I do. I trade cows for tractors. I traded 4 cows last year for a Massey Ferguson 1130.
And that's the way it worked before money came along.
Right. Yeah, there was not a penny.
What are you saying there, Rich, that Doug's not modern?
No, I'm saying Doug is very hip. That's the way it's
I mean, that's really the way it's value. We can see the value. I valued 4 cows at this much money. I valued the tractor this much money. And the guy who had the tractor agreed. He wanted the cows. I wanted the tractor. So there you go.
But did you pick 4 cows that you didn't like?
No, I picked 4 cows that were... it wasn't that I didn't like them, but their production potential wasn't as great as others.
Doug doesn't have any pet cows anymore.
Well, not as many as
they had names. There was Lady Gaga. I know that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It just makes me sad that you gave away 4 of your friends.
I didn't give them away.
They
provided me with a value that I wouldn't have gotten if had I done something else with them, because they weren't a value in the traditional sense.
Let me ask you something, though.
Yes, Rich.
If Wendy's were to take bitcoins, would I be able to buy your cows at the Wendy's?
Probably not.
Okay. So they didn't become burgers.
No.
Yeah, I was going to. I know, Rich. You asked what I was dreading to ask.
Actually, where
did
they went.
Celebrated on the grill this weekend?
Here's where they went. There's an older fellow who's about 90 years old who has, he keeps a half a dozen cows to make his life worth living. He grew up around cows, and he has nothing else in his life except the cows. And my friend, the cattle dealer, wanted to find him 3 or 4 cows that were gentle and sweet that he could keep as his
pets.
And so he knows the way I raise my animals, they're like pets, they're like dogs. And he had a tractor that I wanted, so it was a 3-way deal. I gave him my cows. He gave the cows to the old man. The old man gave him some money, and I got the tractor.
So the guy brokered the deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that this is 2016 and we're having this conversation in the technology hour. Right. I love this show.
It's more like 44.
I'll see you together. 44 after the hour here on Good Day.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's Healthcare Advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
47 after the hour here on Good Day with Victoria and Richie. The story of, another tragedy, actually. These Facebook, I don't want to say these Facebook suicides, but people who are bullied that commit suicide, people who, we go back to the youngsters who were bullied by their parents and what happens.
Or just people who are venting their life's frustrations and sorrows, and you might see somebody who's in trouble and they might need help. Facebook has created a tool for you to be able to get somebody the help that they might need. And they partnered up with a couple of suicide prevention organizations, and you can get them help. They can even call the person and talk them through whatever's going on in their lives. So if you're on Facebook and you see a post where you think somebody's, this just isn't right, you report the post, and then you'll say, I think it shouldn't be on Facebook. You select that, and then you say it's threatening, violent, or suicidal. You choose that, and then you will see self-injury or suicide. You choose that, and it gives you all kind of options. Reach out to the friend, text a trained crisis counselor to see how to get them help, and there's all kinds of options. So take a look at it. It's right there in your report a post section, and maybe you can save a life.
When you say take a look at it, this is some not for yourself, maybe, but for others. I think that's what Richie's saying. I hope that's what he's saying. Yes. 10 minutes before the hour here on Tech Talk Time.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline.
If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, 53 after the hour now, Tech Talk time on Good Day. In a moment, Victoria and Karen and I are going to focus in on some new rules for concert goers. For those of you who are apt to be bad at a concert, you're going to be sitting in an electric chair, and when you do things bad, you're going to get... Details coming up here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Caught! Tense, claustrophobic, and cool. You'll be held captive by 10 Cloverfield Lane. I'm in!
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
If you're not getting cash back for shopping, you're missing out. Download Ibotta now. I-B-O-T-T-A. It's the hottest app to earn cash on everyday purchases on groceries, apparel, electronics, beer, wine, and spirits, restaurants, and more. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Download Ibotta today, free from the App Store, and for a limited time, get $10 just for trying it. I-B-O-T-T-A. For cash back every time you shop, you've gotta Ibotta.
All right, so let's get to a 56 past here on Good Day. What Alicia Keys and Louis C.K. Is it Louis or is it Louis?
I think it goes with Louis. Louis C.K.
Dave Chappelle, amongst others. Adele. I remember hearing the story about Adele in Paris at a concert. There was somebody filming her show instead of just sitting there enjoying it. And yep. She said something that was quite terse, as I recall. She's very right side of the street, if you will. That's what they call it in England when you come from basic roots. She's working class, and she sounds it sometimes. What was it last Friday? I can't say on the air what she said to somebody.
Right. Someone accused her of using auto-tune on her record.
Right, You could suck something, according to her. All right, anyway, so what do we have? What's this new rule?
Well, this is going to be very controversial, especially as the summer concert series kick in. Alicia Keys, Dave Chappelle, and Louis C.K. are the first three major acts who are going to start banning cell phones at their concerts. Now, you're not giving up your phone, but when you check in, when they scan your ticket, you'll be handed a little neoprene pouch called Yonder, and you have to put your phone in it, and then it locks. And the only way you can unlock the pouch is when you leave the venue, you go back out to the lobby, and you tap it on a little metal disc, and then it unlocks, and then you can use your phone, make phone calls and text. Now, a lot of people think that this is a good idea because it doesn't distract anyone else who's trying to enjoy the show, like the woman who was filming at Adele's show and not actually paying attention to Adele. And some people think this is great, and other people feel it's an infringement upon their rights because they want to be able to film the show and take pictures and have memories of the concerts. There's a third argument that came up after Orlando. The massacre down there, people said having a cell phone that's readily available could mean a matter of life and death. So I understand the artists, I understand their point of view, but this is definitely going to be up for debate, and I don't really know which way this is going to go. I would feel safer if I had access to my phone for any number of reasons. I don't know. How would you
think
feel
about it that way? I find it that we've become so dependent on these things very distressing.
I totally see where they're coming from because I went to a concert a few weeks ago, and I mean, it was, you know, standing room only. So I'm standing halfway back. I'm not even that far from the stage. And for the first song, I couldn't even see the artist because everyone had their phones up taking video of it. Which, you know, I understand. You're excited to see them. I was excited to see them, too, and it would have been nice to actually see the artist instead of watching through someone's, you know, cell phone camera.
Yeah, you're watching through other people's screens. Louis C.K. has been a big proponent of leaving cell phones at the door, and this started for him.
You leave them in a big bucket and try to find them when you go.
Leave them at the door.
Leave them in your car. Where are you going to leave them? Leave them in your car. If it's known that that's going to be the standard, that's one thing, but if you can't, it's not like a water bottle when you're going to the airport. When you can throw that away, and I got to throw your cell phone away.
Yep.
So
it's the beginning of an interesting conversation.
Right, that it is. This is the end of an hour's worth of conversation. 50.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's the ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.